everybody. Welcome back to the Entrepreneur Experiment Podcast with me, Gary Fox. It's Idea Lab time and it's season 11, launch time. A little bit unorthodox. Usually the Idea Labs go out on a Monday, but I wanted to get this episode out just before we launch season 11 tomorrow. I have an interview with John and Joe from WorkVivo. This has been on my list for a very long time. They're a very unique team, a very unique partnership. I'll give you a little teaser for tomorrow. They started their business, but they didn't have a business idea. If that doesn't hook you, I don't know what will. Welcome back. I'm pumped for season 11. I wanted to kind of sit down and just chat to you quickly to kind of recap. It's been a while since we chatted. A lot has happened. First, quick thank you to my sponsor, Sage. Sage, the number one provider of payroll, finance, and HR software to small and medium-sized enterprises right across the globe. To find out more about Sage, click the link in the description below or wherever you are listening. Okay, speaking of sponsorships, I'm now open for sponsors for season 2023. We're kicking off in January with season 12. Mid-January, we're going to launch. And we're currently in negotiations with sponsors for next year. If you want your brand to be a sponsor of the Entrepreneur Experiment Podcast, come on board. Reach out to mrgaryfox.com, drop me a mail, or you'll find me on LinkedIn. Probably the easiest way to get to me. Okay, the world is a wild place right now, but this is a no negativity zone. If you're listening for a long time, we don't really do negativity. We do action-based advice, action-based stories. If you notice the theme throughout all the podcast episodes we do, they're generally focused on what's called evergreen content. I try not to focus on the day-to-day, the minutiae of what's happening in people's lives, because on the grand scheme of things, that's quite a small moment. If you take just today, we have all sorts of wild stories about Ukraine, Poland, Russia, recession, blah, 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 blah. Extremely serious stories. But as a business person and as an entrepreneur, you need to be able to stay somewhere in the middle, somewhere around there. And if you're watching YouTube, I'm just doing that middle sign, somewhere around the middle. And we're going to chat a little bit about that today. Just a quick recap on last season. So what we did last season was we partnered with Iconic Offices to have a live studio. And what that meant was we recorded all our episodes for video. So we did Ben, videographer, joined the team, and he recorded all the videos for the episodes. So that meant we're able to put it out across TikTok, Instagram, YouTube Shorts, YouTube long episodes, and then put that content out across like Twitter, LinkedIn, all that kind of places. And it was wild. It was a wild experiment because I'm all about, like, what's the expression? Drinking your own soup. I'm all about talking about things on the pod and then enacting them and trying them and experimenting them and feeding back the results to you. So overall results, it's only been one and a half months we tried this for. Overwhelmingly positive. We did about over 500,000 impressions, video plays in that kind of 6 to 8 week period. That's huge. That's absolutely massive. TikTok is absolutely huge. I don't think I need to tell anybody about this. TikTok is huge. Instagram Reels are getting bigger. And YouTube Shorts is the one people aren't talking about, but potentially could be huge. A lot of blowback on TikTok at the minute. Instagram's getting a lot of blowback as well. YouTube is the sleeper. YouTube is the one people aren't really focusing on. So if you are creating content, have a look at YouTube Shorts. That's kind of my little tip for today. Again, it's too early to kind of definitively call the results of the experiment. We're going to keep doing video. It's kind of a non-negotiable. Even after one experiment of a season, it's absolutely brilliant. We've already got episodes in the can for this season. We actually went down to Cork for our first ever like outside broadcast, I think the radio would call it. So went down to Cork, recorded in the new Iconic buildings down there, and they had their own podcast studio. It was very, very fancy. We're not used to such fancy things here. We're used to recording here in the home studio, but it was incredible. So we talked to John and Joe from WorkVivo, and we talked to Rob from Velo Coffee Roasters. Those episodes are coming in the next couple of weeks, and then we have a stellar lineup between now and Christmas. So season 11 will go between now and Christmas. So that's kind of the quick outline of what's been going on and where we're going to go. Again, usual story, Idea Lab on a Monday, Deep Dive on a Thursday, Mentor Moments on a Saturday, let me know if you're enjoying those Mentor Moment episodes. If you haven't listened to them, what they are is 10 minutes of our most popular content. So all our most popular episodes, I go back and I find short lessons to pull out from each one, and that I've been sharing with you every Saturday. So let me know what you think. So the world is a little bit wild at the minute, and what we're going to do in this pod is kind of focus on actionable strategies and actionable stories that you can look at and go, right, this is who I need to be learning from, and these are the people I need to be focusing on, avoiding kind of like the negative people. There's kind of three distinct categories people are going to fall into in times of chaos and turbulence. I will just kind of quickly talk about those, just so you can be aware. Being an entrepreneur and being a business owner, or being an aspiring business owner, a lot of it is mentality. How are you mentally prepared for this? And what attitude do you want to take? So it's kind of three people. I was thinking about this earlier today. There's kind of three people right now with the world been in the way it is. There's the I told you so's. There's the people who are like, told you it was too good to be true. Sure, look, I told you it was too good to be true. They're the people that look at like RIP.ie and listen to the deaths on the local news and go, glad it's not me. They're the people who are just permanently unhappy. They're just waiting for disaster. And these are the people you should be most careful not to surround yourselves with, because they revel in chaos. They love misery, and they love talking about misery and being miserable and making other people miserable. You need to avoid them at all costs. Tim Ferriss talks about this, and I always thought it was a bit harsh and a bit cruel. He talks about cutting people out and, you know, edging people away. And the last couple of years, I've kind of done it subconsciously. I think COVID was a great leveler in terms of, you know, you really find out who you need in your life and who stays there through the tough times and through times that are a little bit challenging. So have a little audit, have a little think and go, who are the people that have been there? Some people are there on the ups. Some people are there all the time. They're the people who you want to surround yourself with and make the effort with. And then there's the people in the middle who are going to get squeezed. And this is the worst possible scenario to be in. And if you find yourself in this position, reach out to other people in the same position or who are ahead of you and get advice and get immediate action advice, because this is the toughest position businesses find themselves in now. And we see stories like this every day of businesses having to close because either they leveraged themselves up too quickly. You see this in tech all the time. Like the most common kind of like excuse that's wheeled out is like, we grew too fast. That also happens to smaller businesses when they leverage themselves up in good times through excess staff, excess capacity for, you know, venues or stock or whatever it is. And now as things contract, they find themselves squeezed in terms of financially or in terms of just the operationally, and where they have too much capacity and they just really don't know what to do. The biggest tip there is to act really, really fast, to be overreact. I chatted to an entrepreneur about this last week. So what I've been doing in between seasons is I've been meeting all the smartest people I know and getting their insights. The general gist is it's going to be a very challenging 12 to 18 months. So in reality, you need to look at that in terms of a 24 to 36 month window. Because people underestimate the bad times and overestimate the good times. We've had good times for a very, very, very long time. We've had a lot of lucky generals, people who've started businesses at the right time and have only known the good times. You now need wartime generals. You now need people who are willing to roll up their sleeves, get involved in the dirty work, and really make things stretch. So that's how you got to think of yourself in terms of taking immediate action. I wouldn't be waiting to see how things pan out. I would be taking preventative action now so that you can survive to see how things turn out. Because if you wait and wait and wait, it could be too late. You could have to, you know, have to overreact then in Q1, Q2 next year. I chatted to an entrepreneur who spent a lot of time in America during the last crash, which was 2008, 2010. He said they acted drastically fast, cutting a third of the workforce per company. And you see that with the tech companies now. They will act ruthlessly fast and get rid of a lot of people. And it's pretty grim to watch, but you'll see they will bounce back very quickly once the situation rights itself. So you need to apply some of the logic and some of the philosophies from bigger business to your own and go, right, where are we over leveraged? Where can we minimize risk? And how can we prepare ourselves for potentially a tough time? It might not, but you always want to have three different scenarios in your head and three different scenarios in your playbook to be able to pull out at any one time. Best case scenario, middle case scenario, worst case scenario. Always have the worst case scenario, that if you're still profitable in a worst case scenario, good times. I think a lot of companies were trading on false promises. A lot of companies were trading on, oh, it'll get better. A lot of companies were trading on the hope that they would be able to somehow survive through grants and through magic. Like, I think COVID masked a lot of companies that were really just weren't performing. I think we're only seeing the effect of that now. A lot of companies were shielded from the fallout of COVID due to all the kind of supports that were there. And now we're going to see a massive fallout, unfortunately. But this is a time for opportunity as well. People always talk about the right time. When is the right time to start a business? There is no right time. The right time is yesterday. The next best time is today. The right time is when you can. And the time is to start right now, because there'll never be a better time, which sounds weird, in a global chaos station that we find ourselves in now. If you're not overly leveraged and you have a relatively clean slate, there's no better time to start a business now. I'm not saying make reckless decisions and put yourself at financial peril. I'm saying now is a great time to start a bootstrapped, lean company. Equally though, people think all these people that are leaving tech companies are going to suddenly run out and become entrepreneurs. We're going to have 10, 20, 30,000 people suddenly become entrepreneurs. That's not quite the case, and the research has shown that that is not the case. So you will have some small people that go off and become entrepreneurs from this, but it's not going to like fester or promote a load of new entrepreneurs into the world. It just doesn't work like that. If you want to be an entrepreneur, it's going to be hard. But think about it like this. By the time you start now, so if you start now, by the time you really start to get ticking over, year three is when you really start to see traction, the world will be a very different place. So if you can start now and you can scale up and you can run a very tight, very lean, profitable business now, but the time the world starts to turn and starts to change again in 3 years, you will be in a very, very strong position. And look, who knows where the world will be in 12 months? Beware people making predictions. Beware of people saying, I know exactly what's going to happen. I speak to people all the time. The majority are saying what I said to you already, 12 to 24. The really smart ones are saying, I've no idea. I've absolutely no idea. And that's okay. It's okay not to know, but equally, take steps so that if we don't know, at least you won't get caught in the paralysis by analysis. You won't get swept up in the feeling of powerlessness that sometimes is in the world right now. So that's it. That's a quick little intro to season 11. 13 minutes, not bad. Hope you enjoy it. This was just really just to kick off season 11 and to tell you that we're going to be putting out positive, insightful, real content every single week based around entrepreneurs, investors, and people who focus on making things happen. So if you like that, hit the subscribe button. Tune in tomorrow for an interview with John and Joe from WorkVivo. Trust me, this is one of the most insightful and interesting conversations I've had in a long time in terms of how they think, the frameworks for how they think. There is no one way to start a business. Everyone asks me, what's the way? There is no one way. John and Joe show this exactly. They say there is no one way, but they reveal the frameworks, the tools, and the templates they used to start a multi-million euro business. I'll see you here tomorrow. Have a good one.